Welcome to the Law Shit You Should Know podcast. We're here to talk a little bit about the law
and a whole lot about nothing. Every week, we have a new guest to discuss current events, legal drama, and dive even deeper into
the Law Shit You Should Know.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Law Shit You Should Know with Alina Santana
and Leslie Marinko
and Stephanie Cruz.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for having me here.
Thank you for coming. Welcome. So before we get deep diving into anything, why don't you tell our listening and viewing audience who you are and what you're all about?
All right. So I am an attorney. I've been an attorney for about 8 years. I do wills, trust, probate, guardianship. I had the pleasure of meeting these ladies at HTM. And it's been a wild ride ever since. And I'm so glad I get to be here with you guys.
Excellent. Thank you. And we are enjoying a beverage today. Not Stephanie. She's being very responsible.
Yeah, I'm doing LaCroix, you guys.
Leslie and I, cheers.
I'm doing some Materva.
But I still want to
cheers. Materva.
But I want to cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Okay. Cheers.
Yeah.
All right. So
Stephanie is also single. For any
Stephanie,
eligible gentlemen.
Any eligible gentlemen, just, you know, slide into our DMs. We can hook you up. We can absolutely share her contact info. Will be at the bottom in the comments.
It will.
But if you don't want our professional contact info, just slide into our DMs and we'll hook you up. We'll hook a girl up.
Thank you, guys. You know, to get a good little word in there, you know.
So, you know, yeah, we'll work on it. We're excellent wing women. Excellent wing women. Anyways,
try.
And on that note, we actually got inspired to invite Stephanie onto the podcast because we were having some single lady wing women conversations.
It was good too.
What, the conversation?
Yeah, the conversation.
I don't know. I was confused. Very confused.
Yeah,
we're having some great conversations and we started talking about lovers and what they're entitled to and all this fun stuff. So I think today we're going to have a little fun talking about probate cases, right? A little bit of probate.
With a twist, because probate is usually about death. And
okay, so let's start there. Why don't you tell people what is probate for anybody listening who doesn't already
know? So basically, anybody that's a human, this is how I explain it to my clients, anybody that's a human, at some point in time, they're going to pass away. And then basically all the stuff,
hopefully,
well,
at least still now,
unless
you're Disney and still frozen.
Right. Yeah. But it's possible. Maybe. So basically humans that have stuff when they pass away, where does the stuff go? Like a lot of people just magically think, you know, boom, you know, or in a twinkle of an eye or whatever it is, mm-hmm. I'm going to get all my mom's things or my grandmother's things.
Automatic,
but it's not automatic. Like there's a process, and that process is called probate. It's expensive. It's a pain in the butt. And, you know, there's other ways to not have to go through probate,
which is wills, trust, and all this other fun stuff you said before. Yeah. Right?
Which is basically what Leslie and I, what we do.
Right.
So basically with this topic, something to give it a good twist, let's talk about like what happens, especially in Miami with all these like, you know, premarital.
You have kind of a niche. Like maybe actually this should be like a marketing campaign of some sort. I think, you know, you could represent the chick on the side.
What do you want to call it?
Side chick, like, you know,
sidechicklaw.com. Go buy it now.
Specific avatar. You know, she's here to fight for your rights.
That's right.
As a side chick.
Okay. No, she don't want to be your side chick, just for the record.
Like, she don't want to be your side
don't
chick.
Don't slide into our DMs about her being a side chick. No. Like, that's not what we're saying.
Your side chick. Okay, because your sister does family law,
she does.
I think it's I sometimes tell people estate planning is kind of at this intersection of all sorts of other areas of law, right? Like you have to know a little bit of like marital shit. You absolutely have to know some corporate stuff, some real estate stuff, and so you have kind of this even better understanding of the marital stuff and the family stuff, which directly always ties into estate planning and probate, because mm-hmm. You and your sister both practice and kind of look alike.
Really.
She just has dark hair and Cruz has light hair.
But okay, so let me start because y'all know what you're talking about, right? But I don't know shit about probate. I know what I've learned secondhand from this podcast and from Leslie over the years. Like, that's mm-hmm. about it. But as far as I know, my lover, my side chick,
your side chick,
my baby mama, whatever I want to fucking say, ain't getting no money if I die tomorrow. Like, okay, am I wrong?
Okay, let's say, so like, if you are having an affair.
Sure.
And
define affair.
You tried. Oh my god! I think that I just
entanglement.
An entanglement.
What is entanglement?
Wait, Jada Pinkett. You don't remember that she said she had an entanglement?
What
she said?
She told that code for I got somebody on the side. It's an entanglement.
Will, she told Will Smith that she had an. I don't know if she told or in a radio show. She said she had an entanglement. with August Alsina. You're not
marking the It's Complicated box on Facebook. That's all.
And then Rick Ross made a song.
This is polyamory, right? Or this is when she finally told him about she wanted to be polyamorous and all this stuff. Like yeah, no, that's.
But basically, so if you have
Leslie Spencer, like what?
Rick Ross made a song.
He did. It's called Entanglement.
I need to. Okay, so.
Wow. So basically, side chick rights, right? So if you're a side chick, no matter how much sweat equity, Alina,
there's a lot of sweat equity.
There's a lot for the record. There's a lot of sweat equity. And you know, you got to work hard for that money because you're not getting any of it automatic.
Hours in.
Like, you got to put your out, you billing some time. You billing some
time. Such a lawyer podcast.
I mean, it's true.
But, I mean, you're a friend in Florida. Would you agree?
Yes.
A friend.
You're a friend.
Oh. Yes. So legally speaking, I would say you have no rights, very, very, very little anything to say at all. But practically speaking, we all know that that may not totally be the case because, like, for example, I had a client, my God, it's like 4 years ago now. He died. He was a pilot. And actually he was Venezuelan. He was a non-resident alien. And so it's the wife that calls us from Venezuela to go, you know, my husband had layovers in Miami all the time. Like that was actually the home base of the private jet company that he flew on. Right. And, there's a house and there's whatever. And, you know, like go find all my stuff that's over there. Right. And, there was a house in Doral and it was occupied, babe. It hasn't.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Without a lease agreement, how could I say? Wow. And yeah, there's a Beamer that proceeded to disappear really fucking quickly, right? I mean, yes, he had purchased a car cash.
And okay, so did he have any sort of estate planning done?
Oh, absolutely not. Okay. Yeah.
So then basically when Mistress found out, took the Beamer.
No, Mistress, that Beamer disappeared, bro. That Beamer, for the first time that I showed up to that house, I mean, this is quite a few years ago, so I didn't have staff to send over there and whatever. I literally showed up to that house and I knocked on the door and I'm like, who the fuck are you? You know, and I was there to actually get mail because, you know, you're like, when you have to figure out who are the debtors and like, where's the bank accounts? Yeah, and wife swore.
That's true. You could always just go pick up their mail. What a great idea.
You hope that they didn't click all the boxes to only get emails, right? Like you hope there's mail coming and that's how you're going to like
contact. Well, I feel like even if you do click the boxes, eventually they send you a letter.
Eventually
they send you a letter.
You know, but this was a wild case. It actually has to be more than 5 years ago because I remember the paralegal I had. Imagine there were all the mistresses.
Mistresses.
Newsflash.
Oh, more than one.
There was more than one.
But not all in the same.
No.
Not in the same house throughout.
This is what made
the house. It wasn't that kind of entanglement. No, right? They were all in the house.
Polyamory, never mind.
The main one.
But this one did not have a child.
Okay.
So the mistress living in the beautiful house on the golf course in Doral did not have a child. Her name is Maria. The wife in Venezuela was like Maria Eugenia, right?
So Maria number one, Maria number two.
And then out of the woodwork comes
Maria number three.
This is my child's son, also living in Fort Lauderdale, here in Miami, I was going to say, but actually she was in Fort Lauderdale. And her name was Maria, too.
Maria number three.
And my paralegal at the time did not speak Spanish. Okay. His name is Steve. Shout out to Steve McCullough, who is now retired. Wonderful guy. And he was like, Leslie, I can't keep these Marias straight. You know, this is out of control. You know, I was like, ay, Dios mío. Like, this was one of these. It's
very scandalous.
It was very scandalous. So, but how long does it take to get people out of the side chick?
Wait. Out of the house? What's that? Bro had some game.
Like, well, bro had
something.
Just sloppy.
But they all sloppy the whole other. Sure did they all know about each other?
No. No.
Nobody.
No.
Like, I know, obviously, wife was in the dark. But what about the girlfriend?
No, I mean, unless they were bullshitting me, right?
Right.
No.
Possible, but we can usually read it.
The only one that I imagine que se llama, you know, viva que boa, was the mistress in the house. You know, when I came
mistress,
here, the
main mistress,
not because she had no children. So, I mean, I can't even imagine how you, whatever.
It sounds like she was the smarter.
She was the smartest.
She was like, we ain't having no kids.
Oh,
like, no. We're going to drive a Beamer and live in the pretty
house. No, but mistress should have had a baby.
Tell us why.
You're right.
She wasn't as smart.
Why? Tell me. Because to me, this is brilliant. If I'm going to be mistress number one, and this guy's going to spread his fucking seed everywhere, I'm going to make sure I'm the mistress without the baby mama drama and with the beeper. Like, that's the mistress I want.
Okay, what's her name?
Maria
the mistress.
Maria the mistress.
Main mistress, Maria. Main mistress.
The wife of Maria Eugenia. The other two Maria there.
Well, we're talking about mistress Maria.
Main mistress Maria.
She should have had a kid.
Why?
Because if she doesn't have a child, then basically he passes away without any sort of estate planning. He dies intestate. Uh-huh. So the laws of Florida is going to govern what's fair.
Right.
So Florida doesn't think we got to give, you know, any of these side chicks,
Mistress Maria, anything.
No
matter how many times, how many hours she put in.
No sweat equity matters. It's, you know, she did that voluntarily.
Can you imagine an equitable claim?
Contribution. Loss of consortium. I don't know.
So, but if she would have had a child, then, you know, we established paternity for that child. That man had now a child instead of intestacy. I would stumble. Intestacy gives the money to his blood children. In this case, his baby mama could have had child support for that child, but she's out of luck.
Yeah. But like, really, are we really going to recommend to people to like,
no, we're not recommending.
If you don't want to be children, okay, I don't recommend you do it for this purpose.
No.
But mistress number two, who was clearly like in some crappy apartment in like Fort Lauderdale and there was whatever. Maria number two in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, there was mistress number two.
Is the one with the baby. Mistress.
Oh, that's right.
Is the one with a child. Like, literally, they 6 months into this probate,
in every county.
I was like,
do you remember that song, like, from the 90s? Like, I got hoes. In different area codes.
And I believe
man was like, yes.
Mistress number two was actually in Miami at some point. She just later moved to Fort Lauderdale. And so, I mean, this was the most bizarre, like, case that I...
By the way, that should totally be a reel. Someone make sure that that's a reel.
Mistress number two moved to
Fort Lauderdale. No, me singing, I got hoes in other areas.
That could be in the background. Like, the
reel. I got hoes. Sing with me, Leslie. Like, in different area codes.
Okay.
Area codes.
Your ringtone.
But yes, Maria numero dos.
She got child.
And so, because, you know, Florida law is now going to say, okay, this guy died intestate, right? I mean, we're going to avoid the entire conversation of domiciliary country may or may not have whatever, you know, some type of will or trust or own distribution schedule, which it does. But let's avoid that altogether. Let's say Pablo is a U.S. domiciliary and he has these three Marias, right? Maria number two now has a child. And that child is going to get some type of inheritance.
Right, number two. Well, he's entitled.
You know, because
the kid.
I mean, not Maria, but. Of course, nobody wanted to agree. You know, main wife in Venezuela was like, that's absolutely not his child. And here we are going, we need paternity time.
Say, there's DNA for
DNA.
That.
Like, this is not 1980, complex. Bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? What's the point of fighting about all of this and going to like a bunch of hearings when, you know, whatever. But Maria number one, I'll tell you, disappeared the BMW. That BMW got on a cargo ship to God knows where to sell real quick. And number two, it took us almost a year to eject her the fuck out of that house.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Actually had to eject
her. We have to eject. It's not an eviction
because she didn't have a release.
So you have to eject them. Yeah.
So
it's a different procedure.
No, I got it. But like, you actually had to go through the procedure.
Oh, yes.
Like, she didn't eventually agree to just.
Oh, no. She's living in a beautiful golf course.
She earned that.
I hate to say this, but I agree. She earned that shit.
She called herself. I had not heard the term concubine in a very long time. And she was like, but I'm not. In Spanish, she is like, I'm like, no, you gotta get out. You know what I mean? Like, and she's like, I'm saying, like, but I'm a concubine. And Leslie's like,
what century are we in? Like,
you gotta leave the band, like, go find yourself, you know, a place. And she was just like, absolutely not. I have rights. And I'm like, you do not.
No, there's no rights.
You do not.
You know, there's no rights.
Like, there are no rights. But getting somebody out of the house, because, you know, you start an ejectment process. And if she goes to see, when he met any one of the 119,000 lawyers that somehow all reside in Miami-Dade County, in the state of Florida, like, you know, they're going to tell her, look, the difference between an eviction and ejectment is this. And if you did have a lease, wink, wink, you know, then they would have filed the wrong thing against you. So lo and behold, a lease that is not the let's be real, guys. I mean, I'm not saying it was forgery. I don't have an expert, but really, you know,
a conveniently produced it.
Right.
Well, that happens with wills all the time.
Yeah.
No, yes.
All the time.
Yes.
You're supposed to, in Florida, when somebody passes away and you have a will, you're supposed to deposit it within 10 days. And sometimes people are like, well, why? And then the reason in practice you realize is because if you don't do that and then somebody brings up another will, they pull out of their, you know what, then you have a problem, because which is the one that's revoked, which is the one, I mean, it becomes an issue.
Yes.
You know? Yes.
So let's come back to there's no sweat equity here. I still think these women are entitled to some.
There's no common law concubine arrangement. Okay. There is no, And you know what? This is declaration, right? But it is a little
not a word. And I know you're learning Spanish.
Oh, yes. Declaration. Pero, you know, there are the second marriages, and I've been with Este Viejo for 50 years, you know, and these are like 80-year-olds calling your office going, but what do you mean? I don't get anything. I've been with him a gazillion years.
Yeah.
And the second the man dies, like the children who are 50 want to evict them.
And we're using a funny example of a dude spreading a seed all over the place in the Beamer. But like in real life, I'm actually saying this when I say I do think there should be something. I'm saying this thinking of the people who spend their entire life and together and never get married. And now, you know, like coming even closer into the future, now we have same-sex marriage. But for the longest time, every same-sex couple on the planet lived through this, right? Like how many couples did you not meet who spent a lifetime together, could never legally get married, and then one of them passes and
it's terrible.
Like, who says that is not my wife? Like, who says that is not my husband? Like,
a much bigger reason to call Stephanie and do your estate planning, because you don't have any rights without
it's fucking that. Crazy.
And then when people say, like, you know, marriage is a piece of paper, if you're not married, you're technically a friend, right? And then you buy property together and it becomes like,
I like that.
But it's
you true. A friend.
It is.
wink.
I mean, legally, that's what it is. And it's, I mean, you don't realize it, but let's say there's a medical emergency. Let's say, you know, something happens and then the hospital's going to be like, well, who are you? You know, and then you're like, well, I'm the girlfriend. Well, I'm the wife. Okay. But it's, if you're in love and you found your other, your media naranja, you know, just go for it. That's my thought.
Or you have no legal rights.
Yeah. But I don't know, guys.
If they die.
I don't know. Y'all are making this sound real cute and shit, but there's some legit consequences associated with getting married on paper. But
for inheritance, it's the best case scenario.
In other words, don't marry them until you're sure they're going to die on you. Like, I mean, this is the advice we're giving. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Go find a 90-year-old. So make sure, like,
I'm saying, wait till he's on the deathbed and then fucking do it.
Some people do that.
If you're not going to get married because for whatever reason you don't believe in the piece of paper, because you don't, then you got to go see more attorneys to make sure that your rights are preserved.
If you're not going to get married, at least do a will. Do something. Do a will, do a power of attorney, do a health power of attorney, do these things.
Hey, make sure they don't do some bullshit on like LegalZoom that later, like kids are going to get invalidated in 2 seconds. Like if you actually have something on the line and the Florida statute is not going to protect you at all, like don't be stupid, which is the other thing you see all the time.
My favorite is they do it on LegalZoom and then they call you because they want you to give it like it's a blessing. Like they want
to. Oh, wow. Rethinking.
No,
I
wrote this great document with LegalZoom. Can you review it for me?
They will absolutely do that. And I'm just like, no.
You're like, no.
But
absolutely not.
Go away. There's been a lot of estates, a lot of drama. You already told me you talked about Anna Nicole.
Yeah, but we could talk about her because we were talking about marrying people on their deathbed. So I feel like.
Well, I mean, I think Anna's a good topic. The whole issue with Anna Nicole, did she get married?
Yes.
There was, are you sure?
Omega, there's so many news stories in that case. Like I don't even know. There was even a probate inside of the bankruptcy court, like inside of the federal court, which who has ever heard of a probate in federal court? Like there's no reason why you're able to remove an administration into federal court. It's because of the bankruptcy that was in the middle. I mean, like this was ongoing. So there's so much shit show with Anna Nicole Smith, but.
And Howard Hughes was another one.
Yeah.
If any of you like to see like the Aviator, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio was Howard Hughes.
He was a billionaire Yeah. And then he
was the airplane guy, you know,
the airplane guy. He had a 2-point-something billion estate.
No, I don't remember which company.
Yeah. But basically he died and he was divorced. And then everybody started pulling wills out of places and it was fraud.
All kinds of wills, all kinds of
claims. And I think at some point they said it was like 60 people.
It was a fake marriage. Some lady came forward saying we got married in the middle of the Caribbean or something. I do remember this. Yes. Like literally it was like we were on a yacht. And we got married, and it was like, shut the fuck up. Like, get out of here. Like, you're like but you the know, fourth person that comes forward.
There's also a lot of historical kind of, and I don't know how well documented it was or how true it was, because I don't know enough about his story. But there was a lot of thought that he wasn't well mentally, right? There's a lot of,
I think he was, yeah.
But it was beyond that. And again, you can go watch the movie and they absolutely show how he was not stable in the movie. I don't know how based in truth the movie is though. So I don't want to say that's exactly what Howard Hughes was like.
Allegedly.
No, it could be totally like, you know, it's a fictional account of a man's life. So who knows? And I believe it was hidden from the public quite well. But he had some serious mental health issues. So who's to say this man wasn't on a fucking yacht marrying some chick because it was fun in that moment? Like, he wasn't well, you know? Like, I'm being real with you. Like, we're talking about
was the notary on the yacht too, bro?
You don't need a notary in some states, for the record, okay? Like, I don't know.
But, you know, when you have somebody, let's say, like Howard Hughes, or let's say you have somebody and they're not, like, let's say they're viejito, and yeah. You're afraid that they're going to get married or they're going
to start
getting...
Viejito means old for anybody watching. Yeah, sorry. You're good.
You do... You know, maybe a guardianship works out for them because it stops them from getting married. It stops them from giving their house to. I've had somebody that told me that the mom wanted to give the home to their gardening guy, landscaper.
Oh, but maybe
he deserved it.
Tulips.
So listen, I want to talk about this. I've represented clients on the other side of this. Okay, let's talk about this.
She said the gold digger that me.
No, the landscape guy.
The gold digging guys,
y'all are terrible. I already got hate in the last podcast for immigration shit. Okay, like, focus. All right, no, what I was gonna say is, hey, we divulge. So, okay, so I talk about it all the time, right? I'm an immigration attorney, and you know, we represent binational families who found love across borders living the U.S. together. I'm all about love.
I'm a Libra.
Love. I'm all about new relationships. No, I'm serious. And a lot of our marketing is based on that. And it's truly what we do. Like, we're a family love oriented office. Like, we're all about new relationships.
That's good.
Helping people out of relationships specific to the immigration part, right? Like the coming into love, getting out of love, yeah. And all the complexities that immigration involves. So that's the background, right? So where I'm going with this is I represent lots of people. And I mean that both the U.S. citizen in the couple or the non-U.S. citizen who have found love. Okay. And there are some substantial differences between them, like age or religion Hold on. Age, religion, sometimes language. There could be substantial language.
They don't even speak to each other. Fantastic.
About children,
the one with the citizenship. I mean, it never goes in the other direction. Can you imagine what the statistics on this?
It's
the opposite.
Actually, I have.
Okay, there you go.
I have. But that being said, my point is, I will have some real talk with people when they come to my office and say like this is going on, and I'll be like, we, if you are real. And you understand the consequences of what this means and the burden you're taking on when you petition for someone, I'm in. Okay? As long as we're not being stupid about this, right? And I will have some real talk with my clients, which I don't need to have, but I usually do.
Yeah.
And what I hear over and over, to most of their credits, to be honest with you, is I've lived my life. I had my marriage. I had my kids. I'm near retirement or already retired, or I've made the money I'm going to make. I'm enjoying my life. And I feel young again.
Like, this is what the older one is saying about the love baby.
Like, when I have a conversation of let's discuss, you know, like, are you sure? And I'm not going to sit there and say like by the way, not what I'm saying that every person that couples up is for immigration papers. Okay. Not what I'm fucking saying. But when a conversation comes across of, is this a possibility that they're taking advantage of you? And I do think that's an important conversation to have. I don't say it just like that, but I would be like, have you guys talked about things? You know, have you talked about premarital agreements? Have you talked about what's going to happen if something happens to you? Yeah. Like the financial burden you're taking on with the US government for positioning for this person. If we're all in and knowledgeable, like, fuck yeah, I'm in. Like, fantastic. Love everywhere. You know, like, I'm all about it. But I often have this conversation and it does go a positive way. But when I have it over and over, the response I get is, I love this. Who cares? Like and what I've learned over the years doing the kind of law I do is, who am I to define love? And I say that not just in the woo-woo aspect, but I actually mean this very truly so. And I'll give you a scenario based in, you know, a client I had. I had a client, very, very young girl from abroad. Significantly older man, okay, significantly had his marriage
30 years.
Grandpa.
More than 30 years, and beautiful girl, and he had his wife for 40 something years. He is a widower now. She passed away several years ago. He has adult children who have all had grandkids. He is a granddad.
This is a estate litigation waiting to happen.
Everybody's fine. Yeah. And, you know, he met someone and the man has lots of disposable income to travel around wherever he wants to travel.
Do you know where they met?
I do. Abroad while he was traveling, because that's what he likes to do.
Okay.
And he came to see me about it and we petitioned for her and we went through the whole process. And I did absolutely have some real talk with him. And he said that to me straight out. Like he said to me, I have never felt so young since I was in my 20s. Wow. She makes me feel young. That's what he said to me.
That's good though.
She makes me feel young. I'm having, hold on. I'm being real with you. I'm having the time of my life.
Oh, I don't doubt this.
Like I absolutely, and he was he's a good man. Okay. Like he's a great man. Listen to me.
I hear you though.
He's a great man. And he said, you know, like he had his wife for 40 something years, like never cheated on her. Like this is not about that. But he's now met this girl.
And he's having fun.
And he's having the best time of his life in his retirement, in a time of his life when he can actually spend money and fly around and do whatever he wants. Like, fuck, it's freedom, right? Like he's in that point of his life.
Sure.
And
no, but we don't doubt that the green card holder loves
whatever. I don't care. But the point
that's legit.
Where I'm going with this is the point I was making is, who are we to define love? And so when I say to you that I absolutely believe this person needs some right, because that I'll say girl, but that woman that he married and I've known now, I've represented for several years. I've represented both of them for several years through multiple immigration processes all the way up to her citizenship, which she is. And they're still together. Many, many processes later, many years later, I've watched them. And I can tell you that she takes care of him. She really takes care of him. Like she is holding a traditional wife kind of role for him. Okay.
Hashtag trad wife.
I think,
but she's taking care of him in a way that is admirable. She was not like,
she's not a radicada.
The moment she had her green card in her hand, she didn't run away, bro. Okay. Right. Like that's not right. What this was.
I think.
And who am I to say that her, and he's not in diapers or anything like that, but who am I to say when this man is 90 and in diapers and needs a caregiver and she's the one who's wiping his damn ass in her fucking whatever age she is at that point.
Sure.
Okay. Who is to say that that is not love? Who am I to say that's not love?
I think
because frankly, that's a lot of fucking love. Okay. Like that's a lot of fucking love to me.
What
okay. It
is. Is though, is like, okay, she did the wiping and she did all the stuff. But the thing is that the kids then don't get anything because the love now is one-sided. Mm-hmm. The kid, he forgets about the kids that he loved at the beginning.
But maybe he didn't forget about them. Maybe no, he'll get a small portion.
He'll give them nothing.
Well, but like, let me tell you right now, they're not going to be happy with a small portion. That's what I will say. That's what I will
say. So then the question is, you know, yes. Well, I mean, if they're the intestacy laws, if they get married and he doesn't do any sort of estate planning and he has kids from another relationship, new wife gets half after probate. So she gets half and then the kids share the other half. The issue is when he does something, let's say she says, or gives him the idea.
She could be Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah,
she does.
Let's go do your
will. If you want to touch these titties again, you got us fine here. Which is what the housekeeper testified to, literally in court.
And then the kids get nothing. And then that's when the kids get upset. And it's like, okay, well, was he in his right mind when he did this? You know, or what
they would say, yes, he's in his right mind. He's just in love.
Was there if you could have a whole conversation with me like that, like what I just described to you, you are absolutely
not. I think, you know what's
funny? And making a very adult and educated decision.
You know what's for funny? The record. I think Alina could be an expert witness to all of the, she doesn't even know it. Like, this is a perfect parallel. You know, to our world,
yeah,
in a whole different way. And you I would actually be paid now, yeah, to testify how like this happens all the time in your context. And people all are going, because of course, what do the kids say? The kids are always saying, like, my dad was losing capacity, he was duped, she lied to him.
Undue influence.
And you're undue influence. And so your testimony is like, no, bro, people do this knowingly and willingly because these people make them happy.
Every fucking day. And they sign a contract with the U.S. government that they're going to fucking support them through their entire immigration process on top of it. Okay? Which doesn't even exist in your world.
That's real love.
That is love. I don't let anybody sign that shit in my family for anybody. Like, somebody asked my mom to sponsor her. I'm like, no. She's like, but she's my friend. I said, no, I do this for a living. The answer is no. Like, that is a huge commitment. That is a huge fucking commitment. And people do it knowingly, willingly, after long conversations with, not all attorneys have this conversation, but I definitely have it because I feel like it's important for everyone to be informed. And I'm telling you, the answer over and over is,
well,
I love him. I love her. They make me happy. And so for right now, that's what they want. Maybe 10 years from now, they won't. Or maybe fucking 30 years from now, they still will.
Well, for Florida, you're not a little bit pregnant or a little bit married, bro. So you know what I mean? Like, they get married, they die.
Yeah, but we started this conversation with, like, me saying that I absolutely believe there should be protections for people who are not married. Because in my scenario, they have no choice but to get married, right? Because I can't do immigration papers for you unless you're legally married.
Right.
But in a normal world scenario where there isn't an immigration thing in the middle of it, let's say, like, he doesn't go off and sign the fucking piece of paper. And this is the bitch that takes care of him for the next 30 years and is wiping his goddamn ass in that nursing home. Okay? Like, I absolutely believe. And I know I'm not probate estate, blah, 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 blah. I absolutely believe that is love. As someone who has caregiven for a lot of people in her life, that is absolutely love. That is probably the most fucking raw love, okay? I'm being very fucking serious, that you could give another human, okay?
Yeah.
And I absolutely believe that should be protected.
And it's not.
Well, that opens up something else. What happens to the caretakers? A lot of people, for example, they come from Cuba. And then they care for somebody for 8-10 years and then they get nothing. So it's like, and that's raw love too. They were there, and the kids, sometimes they leave. There's nobody to be sent. So it's a tough spot. I mean, so I guess it's a responsibility of that person to do their estate planning. And then if you have a situation with a wife that could be called into question about the undue influence, you can get a doctor's letter. I mean, sometimes, you know, if I have somebody that's very elderly and I could foresee and spell the drama, you can get a doctor's letter, you know, and have it in your file.
Already saying that is
fine. That is golden.
Before we start dating, baby, I need a letter.
I mean,
yeah.
That sounds terrible, though.
That's real life, though.
I know.
Well, the client, hey,
pay for a consult with a probate lawyer, please. Like, mistresses out there, like, note to self.
Yes.
It's just vicious. Precautions.
It's just
it's vision. Alina's like distraught. Look at her. She believes in love so much.
I do believe in love. I believe in love very much, actually. I do very much believe in love. And I don't think my definition of love is like this pie in the sky shit, you know? Like, I don't. It's not at all. My definition of love is the fucking dirty shit, the in the trenches shit. Yeah. Like, it's very easy to love someone when you're all looking beautiful at the club.
Yeah,
like, it's very hard to love someone when
your eyelashes falling off.
But being serious, you know, like it's maybe it's just because I'm a little, you know, jaded by having so many elderly people we've cared for in my family over the years. You know, like, you get to see the best and the worst of other humans. And that is love. Like, fuck, that is love. And we joke about sweat equity. And yes, that's true. But I don't even mean sweat equity just with sex, you know, like, there is sweat equity for so many other things. fucking mental bandwidth, as we always talk about, like
emotional bandwidth,
like listening to people, the emotion that's involved with that, with being people's sounding boards, with other people's problems becoming your fucking problems. Like, that is love, guys. That is fucking love. Okay.
But you see, like, the incestuousy statutes or whatever do not get into the difference between, I guess, back to Howard Hughes, you know, who is an impulsive guy, maybe, and gets married on a yacht. And never sees this girl again, by the way. Right. They get married on the yacht, and like, then nobody's ever heard of this.
Limited
girl.
Sweat like, equity. Limited.
Very limited. Very limited sweat equity.
One night sweat equity.
La pobre viejita that's with a guy for 50 years, and then he passes away, and she's a wife in his ass, and the law looks at those two people the exact same.
And that's really fucked
up. Well, but you know what you can do?
That's really fucked up.
You can leave. You can do a beneficiary designate a bank account.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of things you could do, but the point is you have to make sure you preserve your rights, non-married people.
The point is you have to do it.
That's the point is you have to do it. And you should probably, you know, pay a lawyer and run some scenarios with that lawyer so you should know how to protect yourself and how to, you know, not get ejected out of the problem. She did a good job. she did a good job. Her attorney from Hialeah was very good at causing massive chaos, and like that lady stayed in that house for almost a year, man.
Wow,
she really did.
That's what she paid him.
And like, imagine, like she went, like when they tried to say it was there was a landlord tenant relationship, right? Like then they went and deposited money in the court registry, like, and I'm like, no, there is no, like this is not a fucking tenant. Like, stop trying to pay rent, bitch. Like, no, like, imagine.
Wow.
No, so, listen, it was wild.
So let's say this same scenario happens, and he does want to leave the estate to her, and he puts that in writing.
All of it?
Can we challenge that?
Oh,
because she's not the wife.
We are absolutely challenging the fuck out of that.
Okay, so tell me.
I promise.
So I took your advice, and I said I'm gonna take care of my fucking Maria number main Maria number two, whatever the fuck we named her.
Maria number
two. I remember Madam Concubine Maria number two. I don't even know what her fucking name is anymore. And so we've written it down. I want to leave this house and this
beamer. First of all, Maria, did you do it right? Number one. Because there's people that they say, well, I got my will. And it's
mira, el papelito.
Aquí lo dice.
Or you'll say, está notarizado. It's notarized. It's not enough. Like, you got to do a little more.
So if I notarize this right here.
It's so funny because that's true. They think notaries.
People think
here,
that that's it.
Like, they forget the witnesses, but they somehow hunt down a notary, which I think is another. Like, it doesn't need to be notarized. There needs to be witnesses. Like, hello.
But you can't disinherit your spouse. You can't take away their homestead. So the main house, that's off limits for Maria number two, right? And then they get an elective share, 33% of everything, no matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Like, even if I wrote down, I leave everything in my life to Maria number two, because despite being married, that bitch is gray.
No,
and I love Maria. Love you, goodbye.
Like, let's say you're married to Maria. What she's saying is, let's say you're married to Maria.
Can we choose a different name? Because I'm confused with the Maria.
Okay.
The mistress.
Okay. No, let's say you're married to Maria numero uno.
Okay. Like, Maria, wife
and,
Maria.
And then you try to disinherit wife Maria. To give it to either the kids or the mistress or whatever.
That's what I said. I wrote down, I'm leaving this to Mistress Maria because she makes me happy, and wife Maria is a bitch. And I'm dust.
Wife Maria.
And you can't kill her either.
Can't do that. No, can't do that either. But yes, she can make a claim against the estate for her 33%, her elective share.
And the homestead.
And the rest will go to Mistress Maria.
The same way if he has a minor.
After a lot of litigation.
So let's say he's a widow. Let's say he's a widow and he has a minor child, and he now turns Mistress Maria into main, you know, girlfriend.
Wait, main side chick? Like,
he can't give this home to his new girlfriend. He has a minor child. So like, there's things that you cannot do.
And that has caused massive havoc. Like, that rule of like,
about you can't, that's fucked.
Imagine what if I don't want minor child is with other person, and not Mistress like Maria
number four.
And like the law says you can't devise that to anybody's spouse or a minor child, and that is just fucking chaos. Like, even the judges don't know what to do. Like, this is a rule that when established, you know, this is a law that may be good in theory.
I mean, the idea is you're not making them homeless,
you're not throwing a child out on the street, but guess what, like, sometimes the person living in the home, like Maria Numero whatever, is not the one with the minor child. That's somewhere else. Que no tiene nada que ver con la casa. Like, you see what I'm saying? So there are so many unintended Miami consequences to this rule.
It's pretty chaotic.
It's insane.
But it's only in Miami?
It's all Florida.
In Florida. So that's
right. Sorry, but I feel like this shit show happens in Miami. This
probably
this,
a good chunk.
This doesn't happen in Jacksonville, babe.
Like, I mean, you know, it's a Miami's a sunny place for shady people.
Yeah. There's the love across Latin men have a lot of love. I've learned here living in.
We've got a lot of love in Latin America, Leslie. Like we, you know,
you kind of got to keep your Johnson word, you know, in place, you know, and not spread yourself around because things are complicated.
Things are very complicated.
Yeah, Pedro in your pants. Got to do that.
But all I'm saying is, you know, a couple hours with a trust and estates lawyer will work wonders for
at
the
least,
shit.
Yeah. You want. At least you understand what's going on in your dynamic.
Yeah. You know? For sure.
Sounds like they're awful.
Because I mean, I'm sorry, but this is what I've walked away from this.
Well, it's just up with Maria you are.
Are you Maria number one, the wife? Maria number two?
I mean, what I've learned so far is if you're Maria number one, the wife. Let me summarize and y'all tell me if I'm wrong. So far I've learned if you're Maria number one, the wife, hold on to that motherfucker because you're gonna get property no matter what. Okay. Yeah, so don't divorce him. Fight the divorce to the bitter end. Okay.
Wow.
That's what I've learned.
Honestly, you could get more in the divorce potentially if there's no prenup.
Assuming whatever.
You know.
So that I learned that about number one. Then if you're Mistress Maria number two, the main hoe in the fucking Doral house. With the fucking Beamer, okay, then bitch, you better have something in paper to get you your 66% because that's the only way you're getting.
Right.
Talk to a lawyer and get some 66. And get your 66% on paper or you're fucked too. Okay, that's what I heard there. And if you're Maria number three with the baby, fucking Hialeah or wherever Maria number three, you the brilliant one, bitch. Like you did the right thing. Like we're gonna get your bumper sticker, like the little high school. Like my kid did the right thing. Like you need the bumper sticker.
You know, I'm talking about
the right thing. Bumper stickers.
Like one of those bumper stickers we sell them.
My side chick did the right thing. I think that's a good slogan should be yours to get. Like my side chick did the right thing, and like fucking get them, give them out to the clients every time they come to you. Like. You put this on your car, bitch. Like,
but it makes sense.
Here's your sign, like Bill and Paul would say.
Here's your sign, and that's only with one. If you got two, you did even better.
But like, really, these are the lessons that our legal system has taught society. It's like these are the lessons.
I guess they want you to stay. You know, stay. Like, if you're gonna have a child, be married, or if you're gonna, like, because when you start doing things.
I mean, no offense, but living in the dark ages.
Yes,
I mean living in the dark ages. Okay, like this is not the world anymore. This ain't no 1950s household with my pretty wife and her dress and her red lipstick when I come home serving me a drink. You know, like
white men in Tallahassee in 1970 did not foresee the Maria scenario. Okay, that's just not.
But isn't that just an indication that it's time to evolve? When do we evolve?
Write to your congressman.
Let this number four write to your congressman every fucking day about you being Maria number two in this scenario.
You have rights, you know?
I mean,
what it comes down to.
And if it makes you feel any better, I mean, I won't say which one, although, you know, there's only four of them in probate court. We have a certain judge that, you know, one of the lunches was known for saying, you know, it was mom and dad's money and they're dead. So whether, you know, the mistress gets it or the new wife gets it or the kids get it, like, who gives a fuck? Like, ultimately, it was kind of one of these, like, I've been rotated into this court and the issues here seem trivial compared to what he used to be, you know, he was a judge in another court.
Right.
So, like, this is free money. Who cares?
And he was just like,
with like much
wanna,
bigger issue.
Right. Want to fucking fight about it. And they, you know, like they talk about the new wife, like she's the devil. And what he's like, you know, dad had fun with the new wife. Who cares? Like, who cares?
That's
like,
that's what equity.
Like, you know? What equity? You know, he gave a lot of mistress, not mistress rights, but new wife. I feel like if, you know, he truly was a little more sensitive to the new wife plight. You know, like the kids hate the new wife.
I'm fucking sensitive for that. I am. I think I'm in new wife's department. Like,
well, you're always a champion for love, no matter how tenuous.
I feel like I need that right here, champion.
Champion
Alina.
For love.
Alina, champion for love.
Like,
that's gonna be the
across picture. All practice areas. Like,
I am a champion, you know? For love. I do believe. I believe in. Human connection and all the complexities that comes with. Let me say it that way.
All complicated.
I think love is a very broad word for that and a cheesy word we've associated it with cheesiness. But I think in real love, I think people are fucking complicated, and
we are.
Relationships are complicated.
Do you think that's?
I think lust at first sight happens.
Yeah.
And then I think lust can become love. That's my real answer to that.
That's nice. That's
nice. Just like I believe friendships can become love. I think it goes in every direction because we are complex humans.
I think like friendships that become love are somebody settled, and that's that.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
I don't feel that way. 100%. Did you not watch Dawson's Creek when you were a kid? Who jaded your childhood?
What happened on the creek?
You know? Katie.
I don't want to know.
Katie Holmes and Dawson, no?
No.
James Vanderbeek,
no? You know the show. Dawson's Creek?
It's like all about like Katie Holmes having unrequited love after James Vanderbeek for years and years and years. And then she gets on the stage and she sings fucking Les Mis song. Mm-hmm. And he suddenly sees her in a different light for the first time after all these years.
Beautiful.
Out of here, Cruz. She sings the most. She sings a song from Les Mis. We just watched Les Mis. Yes, actually, we just went to Les Mis, and I couldn't help but think of it when we were watching it. She sings "On My Own." On my own, pretending you know,
this podcast,
like, all alone. I walk like with him to morning.
We need a segment. Alina sing.
I mean, like,
just breakout. It's great. It's gonna be the new segment.
And like, it's like the moment she's like getting over him, and she's all this unrequited love, and then James Vanderbeek sees her for the first time. You know,
after he was ignoring her the entire time before.
Boy, okay, like these are stupid boys, guys.
As we discussed, Maria.
Men are dumb, and not that women are not dumb, they are as well, but men are dumber, okay? And yes, that is a hard line I am taking. Feel free to hate me for it. Men are generally dumber, okay? That is all I'm gonna say.
Do you think they get better after a certain age, like after they hit 40?
I think they might get dumber and dumber every day that goes by.
What makes you think they get better with age?
So they start to decline.
There has to be some reaction.
No, I learned today. It's just they lose capacity. That's all I learned.
What gets better with it? Nothing gets better with age, babe. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm telling you, not men, not women. Like, you get more jaded. You get more, like, I don't know.
Patience gets better with age.
What?
Some people control their temper with age, right?
Really?
Like, you're very explosive when you're younger, and then, like,
oh, because that can sell. Like, so now you're just tired. Got it.
I'm too tired, bitch.
I'm too tired to fight with you.
Like, there's a great stand-up routine, if you want to go look it up, from Wanda Sykes. Do you ever see that?
I love Wanda.
I'm just sick and tired one. She's like, I'm fucking sick. I'm sick, and I'm fucking tired. I'm fucking ruining this. Go look it up. Wanda Sykes.
Just put in Wanda Sykes.
Just look up Wanda Sykes, sick and tired. It'll come right up. It's a wonderful clip. It'll make you laugh your ass off.
Netflix has made all types of, you know, stand-ups available.
Can you enlighten the viewers with the new law that just passed?
About what?
Oh, the strippers?
There's a stripper law? Oh, please.
There's a new requirement.
Me. I love being the one that knows nothing on the podcast. I'm so used to it being the other way around.
Well, the only reason I know this, the only reason I know anything about the DeSantis passing all of these, whatever.
No, but right? Before you tell us
why. On July 1st, remember, he has now made it that if you get caught without a driver's license several times, you are going mandatory jail time.
Correct.
Right? And obviously.
And you're very concerned about
this. And I'm very concerned about this. Of course, we all understand that this is a greatly racist fucking law. But he made it, you know, just seem neutral on his face.
We're just going to arrest all the... We're going to arrest all the immigrants who don't have driver's licenses, by the way. I'm going to
be the one who got this law, like, somehow in jail for 10 days. You
have to break my...
You know? Oh, that's fantastic. I mean... I don't think this will help in my area of law. It's not even like I'm gonna have street cred for my time.
Dude, they're gonna take one look at you and be like, this bitch is who we caught.
This bitch is like the fucking whitest, like, Hispanic person ever.
The white, blue-eyed girl.
Is that really happy, at least I'm Hispanic.
This is not.
I'm like, yes.
We have missed the avatar. The target market is the fuck.
Like, this bitch from New York.
Your brown Hispanic card is getting revoked.
Everybody else might have got themselves like a fake license, you know? Like, and I'm innocent. Just like driving around without knowing, like, you know? Like,
anyway, so tell me
so
about
this, like,
law.
200
I know about the immigration thing, but I don't know how the strippers play in.
I guess someone educated. Let's say one of our scenarios that we were talking about, let's say he meets
the love of his life. And so now,
you're not in Miami.
It's a lovely establishment.
A classy place.
Another, you know, Miami's a, what did I say earlier? Miami's a sunny place for shady people. Anyways, and Tootsie's where they all go hang out.
Go on. They say that it's for the chicken wings, but I think there's something else.
I heard the chicken wings at Tootsie's are quite good, is what I've heard. Yes.
But basically, to be a stripper now in Florida, you have to be 21.
Okay.
21. So then there's a 19-year-old stripper that she's really upset. And she's filed.
Well, yeah, he just took away her life.
She says she has
age discrimination.
She has a constitutional right to express herself.
I agree with her. I absolutely agree with her. I couldn't agree with her more.
So DeSantis passed, you know, a driver's license law, a stripper law. Like, I mean, it was a bag. It was a bag of goodies.
I mean, you know,
it was just random. It was 200 of them, right?
Usual
like,
DeSantis nonsense.
Like, yes, usual, okay. Usual nonsense. But it was like almost 200. Like,
it was a lot.
Kind
it
of, yeah. It's like, you know, big news because they're kind of hodgepodge of different fucking
things. Do you think that that is a good idea? To prevent under 21 to be stripped.
Well, what would he like a 19-year-old that feels like he is?
At what age should you make that decision to be able to?
I have a very simple answer for this. If you're old enough to get drafted and you're old enough to go to war, then you're fucking old enough to make your own decision about what you're doing for a living. And that's how I feel about that.
Well, I totally agree with that too. But my mind immediately goes to, you know, the unintended consequences of. You take someone that obviously is in a situation, whether they're just brilliant and said, shit, I can make a couple $100,000 a year doing this, right? And maybe makes all of this money and invests it well and lives a very wholesome life, whatever. I'm not making a judgment of his job. Or just a 19-year-old that feels like this is the only way I'm going to survive. Right,
I'm sure that's the argument.
Whatever Florida minimum wage is, isn't paying your $4,000 efficiency these days.
That must be a nice efficiency level.
Going
for like $1,500.
Is that right? Is that all?
Hialeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's still cheap, guys. That's still cheap. But, you know, what are they going to do? Let's say anybody pays attention to the stupid fucking law. And they actually...
some girls have gotten fired.
You see, fire the stripper, you know, and then what is she going to do? I mean, what do you default to when that happens? And I don't think it's going to be working at Chick-fil-A. You get me, guys? So that is what concerns me about trying to regulate. Well, because that's like a minimum wage job and Chick-fil-A is all fucking holier than thou and shit. So
yeah, they probably fire her for having stripping.
For having stripping experience, exactly.
And then we have a discrimination lawsuit to
100%. Like, so that is my concern that like you are trying to regulate morality and that doesn't go well. That just doesn't work. It does not fucking work.
It's true. I agree with that.
But, you know, however, the state is going a little wacky with some of these laws, whether it's the immigration things they're trying to pass when they don't have a right to be passing fucking immigration reform in an individual state or something like this. It's just all over the fucking place. I don't know. DeSantis is having a great time.
It's wild.
Having a great time. Yes. Yes.
But still entertaining.
I mean,
entertaining.
Went to an immigration conference recently and we were all talking. They were talking about. We had hosted something in Florida, the National Conference for Immigration Lawyers was hosted in Florida a couple years back. And we move it around because all of our law is federal. So our conferences are all over the place. And we hosted in Florida and Orlando. And there was a huge protest by our membership about, you know, wanting to do it.
Really? Coming to Florida?
Really?
Yeah, they did not want to spend money in Florida. They did not want to spend. Yeah. Like they were a huge portion of our membership was really trying to get this canceled and move somewhere else. Actually, a couple years before that, it was in Texas, and they actually did succeed in getting it canceled and moved somewhere else that year. Because
so basically, the more liberal states.
To more liberal states, because they're very upset at, you know, giving money to states where we are paying all kinds of fees to the government and everything else for these giant thousands and thousands of person conferences, and they're passing all these crazy laws that are completely opposed to everything that we do as immigration attorneys. And I can hear that. Yeah. I absolutely believe this, and I understand the argument. But I'm going to give you the other side of it, as much as I complain about Satan and how much I hate Florida sometimes. The argument that was made by our executive board back was, but if not here to fight it, and if we all leave, then what? Right. Like, how do you effectuate any sort of change any by change. Fleeing? Right. You know, like, so.
Yep.
So the message I hear is fight the good fight. Keep calling him to Satan. Like, you know, that's what I got. But no, I mean, it is what it is. You know, she absolutely should. That 18-year-old stripper should sue.
She's 19.
19. Sorry. She should
fight the good fight.
She should fight the good fight.
Yeah. Maybe she becomes a martyr.
Somebody who's watching this should get her excellent pro bono representation.
Well, I'm sure that is exactly what happened. I am sure some attorney said, you, the plaintiff I've been waiting for 3 days. Like, literally, this law just passed. Like,
correct.
And they were ready to go.
And that's what needs to absolutely happen. And it's not even about the morality of should you be 18, should you be 21. It's not about that at all to me. It's not about that at all. But this whole thing of like, are you 18 or are you 21 to drink, to do certain things in life? I never fucking understood it. I never understood why we have this random.
Well, the 21 actually comes from like old Department of Transportation, federal government. We're not giving you a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
To the states, if you don't make, you don't have to take it, state of Florida, you can make the drinking age, but we won't give you the money for the highways, for the whatever. That's also the same reason a lot of states have the same, like, you know, the signs are the same.
The Commerce Clause?
Sure. I just knew this as an engineer before I was a lawyer.
But it's coming back. I get where it's coming from, like, originally, the story, the history, but I don't understand the logic anymore. Of these having these two numbers, like, people are always so confused, like, why is it 18, why is it 21? Like, in my world, you can marry and petition for someone and all that, and 18 is great, you're considered a child until you're 21. And in my world, it's actually a benefit, right? Because I want more years where you're considered a child,
right?
A child in order for me to petition, and that's great. And I would never sit here and advocate for it to be backwards, because it would probably screw a lot of my clients and a lot of my people. But it doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean, between you and me, like, why? Like, why are we extending it to 21? Like, if you honestly, going back to what I said, if you can get drafted at 18 and you can fucking vote at 18 and you can, and you have to pay your fucking taxes before 18, that's besides the point.
I mean, that was a purely financial decision.
Like, if all of these things happen at 18, like, why is 21 even a thing? Is, I guess, what I'm saying. Like, I just don't.
Because federal government said statistically, like,
you're more mature at 21.
No, I mean, there's the accidents and whatever, when you look at just pure like numbers, right, from 18 to, and I guess it was 21, and they were like, if we could keep alcohol out of the driving whatever population of this age, then they saw in those states that segment of whatever, it made a difference. And so, and this is like way back in the freaking whatever. And it started to become you want federal government money for your roads, for your highways, for your whatever. That's great. You got to raise the drinking age to 21.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or at least this is the nonsense, the lore going through the engineering code.
The lore.
And because we learned this in school.
Well, guys, this has been super fun. Stephanie, thank you for joining us for Side Chick Law. I think that's what we're going to call
Law.com.
That's what we're calling this episode, I think, Side Chick Law. Any final closing words for our viewing and listening audience today?
Stephanie's single.
You can hit her up. God. Oh, God.
But you don't want to be a side chick.
No,
for the record.
Thank you, ladies, for putting me out there on the internet. It's great. You know, you never know.
Leslie,
aren't you? We do believe in love still, Leslie. We do
believe in love. But I don't know. This was super fun. You guys are great. You guys are great. This is super. It takes a lot of work to put this together. You guys are doing an amazing job. Everybody, Ashley, everybody.
You're going to be famous.
Oh, thank you so much. thank you for having this platform for us to talk about these things.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming. I hope you enjoyed. And thank you all for listening and watching. And we'll see you again next time on Law Shit You Should Know.
Bye.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
Let me drop the air.
I gotta turn it off when we record.